Hey, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally, and welcome back. If for those of you that were on the Croc Pet broadcast earlier, and let's jump over to the page. We've got some interesting questions as always. So Susan's asking about the Glacier Peaks allergy test and that the grains are always in red for anyone who uses it. And yeah, this is what I'm seeing with almost everybody's results here and there. So, you know, leave it. Here's the thing. Let me kind of explain the differences between these tests. And studies will say that they are absolutely inaccurate, but I want you to notice the word allergies and not sensitivities. And then Kathy's saying that, you know, she got good results. I don't like that all the grains are in red. I think that this is a bias on their part that they've pre-selected the answers, if that makes sense. And this week I will have some time to start looking for other options. But in the meantime, I will have to say that I have used Dr. Dodd's NutriScan test, which is almost $300 for, I think, 24 different foods. She says it, you know, that they are genetically linked or the reaction types are linked to almost 115. I've used Heska and the other allergy testing companies' food tests, which are blood tests. And I will have to say that the Glacier Peaks test has been as accurate as any of them. And so every time I use this test, I take it with a grain of salt. I take out everything that's in red, because maybe it's a problem, likely it's a problem, maybe it's not. And so that's where you have to start. If we can get kind of the background cleaned up and get this individual dog to stop reacting, then we can start adding foods back in and seeing what's okay and what's not okay. And then the other thing is too, is that you know, again, so this is, I don't know, $112 or $115 versus $300. It does have some additional information that can be super useful as far as toxic exposure, things of that nature. But again, I think they are pre-selecting the answers that you need to go raw because your dog is sensitive to all grains. So they're, like I said, just take it all with a grain of salt. But for right now, this is the most useful tool I've had experience with. And then as I come up with some other options, would love for you all to take a look at those and try them out and give me your opinions on them too. So that's, yeah, but you're right. I mean, there was a practitioner on VIN, that Veterinary Information Network, that sent in a sample of teddy bear stuffing, essentially, and I forget what they used for the saliva, and they gave them a result. And the reason is that this is a biofeedback test, and so you're going to get some sort of a result, whether it's a living thing or it's not a living thing. So it, you know, they're it's not perfect, but none of them are. And this is a whole lot cheaper to find, as I said, a roadmap. So I hope that's helpful, Susan. Yeah, and then Susan and Kathy are kind of in the same place where they're just starting to reintroduce various foods and seeing if they're okay or not okay. And again, the way you would do that is by feeding somewhere between, depending on the size of the pet, again, a teaspoon for a smaller dog, a tablespoon for a larger dog, two or three of those for three meals, and then waiting for a total of 72 hours. Having said this, this is also a brute force way to do food sensitivity. You know, so pull everything out that you think is a problem. You could use just, you know, some a protein you're pretty sure is safe, and then test everything. It's just that it's going to take 1, 2, 3. So that's 4.5 days for each food to test it. Does that make sense? It just takes a long time to do it the brute force way. Let's see. And then Bettina, we will get that replay up, and Hannah, I think, has completed editing the video, so we should be able to put that up here shortly. And okay, so we'll get that up shortly. And then this is Murphy's for analysis. And so, Lolly, this is exactly what I was talking about. This is the HTMA. So that's what we were talking about, and I was showing. So this is really interesting. This is 97% of what Dr. Frick would see is this inflammatory pattern. Poor Murphy had low calcium, magnesium, extremely high sodium, potassium just sort of up to the normal range, and then some of these others were quite depleted as well. And then again, looking at these ratios, I mean, this poor guy is just trying to make everything run fast, and everything was running too fast and depleting him. And then also the aluminum was quite high, and then mercury and arsenic were elevated as well. But I know for Bettina and Murphy, this was an extremely useful tool to get stuff. Yeah, and Bettina, I would look at redoing it because I think that would be very helpful to see where things are and see if things are good. Yeah, so you can go here, and then and again go to my website, and then I'll do the interpretation for you and set up a supplement program as well. So it's a really interesting tool, and as I said, we're just getting started for HIO on it. Let's see. And then May is asking about the melatonin. Yes, it's perfectly fine to give it in the food. It does not seem to be an issue. It does delay any supplement or any medication that you give with food will delay absorption. And for some medications, this is a good thing, so it should not create an issue. The CBD, when it's in that oil, does absorb best through the mouth. Let's see. Yeah, and the bison is only $10 a pound. And occasionally it would show up at Costco, so maybe it would be a bit less expensive there. Yeah, and in Florida, I don't know if there's any bison herd, so you may or may not be able to get anything local. Venison, they're not really supposed to sell in South Carolina, but if you're friendly with your butcher, sometimes they'll help you out. And Mr. Willie, it's looking like he's enjoying the Sunday. The tick. So you can try the homeopathic remedy of Lidum palustre. The other deal is to use, I think, 500 milligrams of doxycycline just once. That's sort of the clearing thought. And I know that Lisa and Chris were saying that anaplasmosis was getting transmitted in under 12 hours. So, yeah. So good news on the Palladia, it's making him a bit tired, but maybe he just does need more groceries too. So hopefully that will help. So let us know how that goes with the tick, Jamie. And then May is asking about being clear about only adding calcium. And that's right, we're not going to add anything else because we want to limit the number of things that are present in the diet so that if there is a problem, we know what a pro what you know we have sort of five things that we have to work through to figure out where the problem is. So we know turmeric has shown up as red. Interestingly, I can't handle turmeric anymore for a while, so I would just leave it all out. The salt is okay. And really what we're after there is the iodine. So at this point, we want to add iodized salt since we're going to leave out the kelp, the mustard, and the garlic. So let's just make it super simple. Get 3 or so weeks under your belt, make sure that the symptoms are gone, and then we can start adding things back in. I think that's it for the questions. Let me double check here and make sure. Yep, that looks like that's it. All right, so not many questions today. Again, in case you missed it, unfortunately, our shipping warehouse has lost 200 jars of Holistic Total Body Support. I hope that they have all been shipped. We were trying to get some into Amazon because we have a store there. Hopefully they've actually all been shipped there because the weight of the boxes don't match up with the number of bottles that are supposed to be in there. And that's what I've got for you. So until next week, you guys take good care of yourselves. Give everybody a big hug and a kiss. And if you want more information on the tissue mineral analysis, please let me know. But I think we'll get the video up here in the members area, both the link to the YouTube and then into the members area here pretty quick. But that really, I think, is going to be a wonderful new tool. Take good care and give everybody a big hug for me. Thanks.